Vítajte pri počúvaní podcastu projektu Ezechiel. Modlíme sa, nech počuté slovo vo vašom srdci prežiari každú tmu a prinesie stonásobnú úrodu. Prajeme vám príjemné počúvanie.
Yeah. Last night I asked the Lord.
Minulú noc som sa modlil.
Because Matthew was pushing me.
Pretože Matej ma
What you are talking about? What you are talking?
Ma nutil a pýtal sa ma, o čom budeš hovoriť zajtra? O čom budeš
so
zajtra?
So last night I started to ask the Lord what to talk about today.
Tak som sa spýtal pána, o čom budem hovoriť.
And he gave me a message.
A napadlo mi a to, čo mi aký by som od neho prijal.
Which seemed a little bit I don't know, unusual maybe for this audience, but tonight.
A možno to bude atypické pre nás, ale dnes večer.
I think I understood something better because tonight we have a very international gathering here.
A verím, že pochopíme dneska niečo viac z toho zjavenia. Máme tu totiž zložitú komunitu, akože tu zahraničia z Čiek,
to Canada,
z Kanady.
So
a neviem odkiaľ všade.
The whole planet is here.
Takže je tu celá planéta.
Okay,
A žiaden Číňan.
Now,
takže,
the message of tonight is about
dnešného večera je
is about grace and faith.
Je to o milosti a o viere.
It is taken from Ephesians 2.
A je to z listu Efezanom, 2. kapitola.
From 4 to 10.
Štvrtý verš až 10. verš.
So we are going to read it.
Takže si to prečítame.
The whole, and then we will go deep.
A potom to budeme rozoberať. Tak ak máte Bibliu v mobile alebo tak, môžete si nájsť Efezanom 2. kapitola, verše 4 až 10.
You read, okay.
Yeah.
Ephesians 2 from 4 to 5. Sorry, from 4 to 10.
From 4. Takže list Efezanom 2. kapitola.
From 4
od 4. verša do 10.
You read with loud voice.
Ale Boh, bohatý na milosrdenstvo, pre svoju nesmiernu lásku, ktorou nás miluje. Hoci sme boli pre hriechy mŕtvi, oživil nás Kristom. Milosťou ste spasení. A s ním nás vzkriesil a daroval nám miesto v nebi v Kristovi Ježišovi, aby ukázal v budúcich vekoch nesmierne bohatstvo svojej milosti, dobrotou voči nám v Kristovi Ježišovi. Lebo spasení ste milosťou skrze vieru. A to nie je z vás, je to Boží dar. Nie zo skutkov, aby sa nik nevystatoval. Veď sme jeho dielo, stvorení v Kristovi Ježišovi pre dobré skutky, ktoré pripravil Boh, aby sme ich konali.
Amen.
Je to tak? Amen.
Amen. Thanks to God, amen is international word now.
Ďaká Bohu, amen je medzinárodný výraz súhlasu.
Now, we can say we are on the very center of our, of the mystery of our salvation.
Takže vďaka Bohu sme akéby, alebo teraz sme akéby v strede toho tajomstva našej spásy.
All our gospel,
celé evanjelium,
our faith,
naša viera,
supposedly also our religion,
a tiež naše náboženstvo,
is built around this simple concept.
Je postavené okolo tohto úplne jednoduchého konceptu.
Saved by grace through faith.
Zachránený milosťou skrze vieru.
It is the verse number 8.
Je to 8. verš.
For by grace you have been saved through faith.
Lebo spasení ste milosťou skrze vieru.
It seems something very simple, which it is.
Je to, vyzerá to jednoducho, aj to je.
But you know, what for God is simple, for us sometimes is too deep to grasp. That's the point.
A čo je pre Boha jednoduché, pre nás môže byť niekedy moc zložité pochopiť.
God loves to do things simple, but we are so complicated that we don't cope well with simpleness, you know.
Boh rád robí veci jednoduché, ale my sme tak, my to moc komplikujeme častokrát.
So we are at the very center of our gospel.
Takže sme úplne v jadre posolstva evanjelia.
Actually the gospel, which means good news, is a good news exactly for this reason.
A keďže evanjelium, čo to slovo znamená aj dobrá zvesť, je dobrou zvesťou aj pre samotný tento odkaz.
Because we are saved by grace.
Pretože sme zachránení skrze, sme zachránení milosťou.
And now,
a teraz
we are going to use some image to understand better this quotation, you know.
A teraz použijeme predstavivosť, aby sme to lepšie pochopili.
When we go to by car to the highway, let us say, you know.
Keby sme išli niekam autom.
We use a very important device, which is the navigator.
Použili by sme navigáciu, zariadenie navigáciu.
Now, as much more money the car costs, as much better the navigator is.
A o čo viac auto stojí a o čo lepšiu navigáciu má?
So, there are some navigators which give you a variety of options, you know.
Sú navigácie, ktoré vám dajú rôzne možnosti.
They give you a very detailed picture of the road where you are.
Dajú vám veľmi detailné zobrazenie cesty, kde sa nachádzate.
Sometimes you can count also the lines.
Niekedy môžete až vidieť, koľko pruhov je na tej ceste.
But they can also give you a global picture, you know.
A dávajú vám ale aj taký globálnu perspektívu okolo vás.
From the point of departure to the point of arrival.
Od miesta, odkiaľ odchádzate, až po miesto, kam idete.
And even a bigger picture, you know.
A ešte väčší obraz.
So even though maybe you are making 100 kilometers, in your navigator, your blue line is something like this.
Možno idete len 100 kilometrov a ten úsek na tej mape môže byť takýto malinký.
Because you see the whole picture, you know.
Pretože vidíte celú zem, alebo celý obraz.
On this quotation,
a táto citácia,
second Ephesian,
z druhého listu Efezanom,
from 4 to 10,
od toho 4. veršu po 10.
We have the global picture.
Máme ako keby ten globálny obraz.
We see where the trip starts from grace.
Vidíme, kde ten výlet začína od milosti.
We see where it is meant to end our faith.
A vidíme, kde má skončiť naša viera.
But also we see all that is moving around.
Ale vidíme aj všetko, čo je okolo.
So, let's move on this navigator.
Tak poďme po tejto navigácii.
We go to Ephesians 2, 8, 9.
Takže z druhého listu Efezanom,
8,
teraz listu Efezanom 2. kapitoly 8. až 10. verš.
I read in English, you repeat it. For by grace you have been saved through faith.
Lebo spasení ste milosťou skrze vieru.
And this is not from you.
A to nie je z vás.
It is the gift of God.
Je to Boží dar.
It is not from works.
Nie je zo skutkov.
So no one may boast.
Aby sa nik nevystatoval.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, the starting point of this journey is exactly this, the grace of God.
Začiatočný bod tohto dobrodružstva je presne toto. Milosť Boha.
If we want to explain this concept of grace.
Ak by sme chceli vysvetliť tento koncept milosti.
I don't know where Paul got it, but you know, even in the best theological university in Rome, you cannot find a real satisfactory explanation.
Neviem, odkiaľ Pavol má, ale ani v tej najlepšej fakulte teológie v Ríme by sme asi nenašli uspokojiteľnú odpoveď.
Paul didn't study in the theological university in Rome.
Pavol neštudoval.
Yeah.
Pavol vďaka Bohu neštudoval teológiu v Ríme.
However,
ale
in the context we can see grace.
V tomto kontexte vidíme.
In the verse 4 it says.
Milosť vo verši 4 hovorí.
But God who is rich in mercy.
Ale Boh bohatý na milosrdenstvo.
Because of the great love he had for us.
Pre svoju nesmiernú lásku, ktorú mal k nám.
So this is the first detail about grace.
Toto je prvý detail ohľadne milosti.
A great love that God has for each one of us.
Veľká láska, ktorú Boh má ku každému z nás.
On the verse 5 it says.
Vo verši 5 pokračuje.
Even when we were dead in our transgressions, brought us to life with Christ.
Hoci sme boli pre hriechy mŕtvi, oživil nás s Kristom.
The love of God brought us to life in Christ. Eh?
Láska Boha nás priviedla k životu v Kristovi.
On the verse 6 it says.
A vo verši 6 je napísané.
Raised us up with him.
A s ním nás kriesil.
And seated us with him in the heavens in Christ Jesus.
A daroval nám miesto v nebi v Kristovi Ježišovi.
Now this is very important about the grace of God.
A toto je veľmi dôležité o Božej milosti.
The grace of God not just give us life.
Božia milosť nám nedáva len život.
But it promotes us.
Ale nás uschopňuje, posúva nás
up.
Posúva nás vyššie.
It give us a career.
Dáva nám ako keby kariéru, rast.
As high this career is that it says that God seated us with him in Christ.
A ako táto milosť rastie, táto kariéra, tak je to až po ten stupeň prebývania s Kristom.
So maybe even if in this life we don't have a big career ahead of us.
Možno aj keby sme v tomto živote nemali nejakú veľkú kariéru pred nami.
In God's sight, actually we are already seated at the right side of God in Christ.
V Božích očiach už sme posadení po pravici jeho v Kristovi Ježišovi.
We are already in that position.
Už sme v jeho očiach v tej pozícii.
Last Tuesday when we spoke about the gift of prophecy,
minulý utorok keď sme sa bavili o dare proroctva.
We spoke about this.
Sme toto načrtli.
That the prophet,
že prorok,
helps us to see you so as God sees you, not as you see yourself.
Že prorok nám pomáha vidieť druhého tak, ako ho vidí Boh, nie ako sa on sám vníma, alebo ako
and
iný vidí.
The word of God states clearly.
A Božie slovo to jasne hovorí.
We are alive.
Sme živí.
We are resurrected.
Sme vzkriesení.
We are lifted up on the throne of God in Jesus.
Sme pozdvihnutí k Božiemu trónu v Kristovi.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The point of our, this is the point of departure, okay?
A tuto odbočíme.
The point, the arrival point of salvation is this.
Príchodzí bod k spáse je toto.
Is faith.
Je to viera.
Because only through faith,
pretože iba skrze vieru,
we can receive this grace.
Môžeme túto milosť dostať.
Let's read the word of God, verse 8, chapter 2, verse 8.
Takže prečítame si znova 8. verš.
For by grace have you been saved, you have been saved,
lebo spasení ste milosťou
through faith.
Skrze vieru.
It means,
znamená to.
Faith is there.
Viera tam je.
But when we can receive, sorry, grace is there.
Teda milosť tam je, pardon.
But we can receive this grace only through faith.
Milosť tam je, ale my tú milosť môžeme získať iba na základe viery.
We are going to see better this point.
A teraz si to rozoberieme ešte hlbšie.
It says, always verse 8, sorry.
Ešte pokračujeme.
For by grace you have been saved through faith.
Spasení ste milosťou skrze vieru.
And this is not from you, it is the gift of God.
A to nie je z vás, je to Boží dar.
This is the point of grace.
A toto je ten kľúčový bod o milosti.
Grace is totally from God.
Milosť je absolútne celá od Boha.
There is no grace from man. That's the point.
Nie je od človeka, je od Boha.
Some people want to save themselves by themselves with our own works.
Niektorí ľudia by sa chceli zachrániť skrze ich skutky.
The Jews in the past and today,
Židia od minulosti až doteraz.
But many religious people,
ale iní nábožní ľudia.
Good people,
dobrí ľudia.
Religious people,
nábožní ľudia.
But they are quite, how do you say, skeptical about grace.
Ale sú, ako to povedať, skeptickí ohľadom milosti.
It seems too not good enough for them that God is so good that he saves you for free. That you don't need to do anything.
Zdá sa im to až také, že by Boh bol taký, že by úplne zadarmo dal tú milosť, zachránil ťa bez všetkého.
They are scared by a God who is good.
Boja sa Boha, ktorý je tak dobrý, tak
they
štedrý.
They prefer a God which is a little bit, I don't know.
Skôr by uprednostňovali Boha, ktorý
nasty.
Je
what can you say?
Ako taký prísnejší.
Severe,
prísnejší.
Demanding.
Ktorý má nároky na
because
teba.
When you have such a God,
pretože keď máš takého Boha,
you can work yourself, you can struggle yourself.
Môžeš na sebe pracovať, môžeš makať.
You can strive yourself
naozaj
to reach
sa môžeš usilovať, aby si ho dosiahol, toho Boha.
And so you have the certainty of being saved.
A potom budeš mať tú istotu, že si zachránený.
But this is just the power of lie.
Ale toto je len moc klamstva.
No one can save himself.
Nikto sa nemôže zachrániť sám.
In the verse 9 it says.
Vo verši 9 pokračuje.
It is not from work, so no one may boast.
Nie zo skutkov, aby sa nik nevystatoval.
No one can boast before God.
Nikto sa nemôže vystatovať pred Bohom.
Telling God, God, look how big muscle I have. I have worked it out by myself.
Hovoriť Bohu, že pozri Bože, aké mám svaly, ja som sa namakal sám.
In other words, God, I am good enough. I don't need your goodness.
Inými slovami, Bože, ja som dosť dobrý, nepotrebujem tvoju
dobrotu. I trust my own personal goodness.
Verím svojej osobnej dobrote, aký ja som sám dobrý.
And this is very wrong.
A toto je veľmi zlé.
Because in the Romans 3:28
pretože v Rímanom
3:28
3. kapitole 28. verš
28 St. Paul wrote
Svätý Pavol píše
For we consider that a person is justified by faith apart from the works of the law.
Pretože my uvažujeme takto, že človek je ospravedlnený vierou mimo skutky zákona.
In the letter to the Galatians, which we are not going to see, Paul says clearly.
A ešte v liste Galatianom, ktorý nebudeme citovať, Pavol píše.
No one will ever be justified by the works of the law.
Nikto nikdy nebude ospravedlnený skutkami zákona.
The famous Ten Commandments.
Známych 10 desatoro prikázaní.
This is the law.
To je zákon.
Which the Hebrew eventually arranged enriching and increasing the weight and the burdens.
Hebreji Židia rozvinuli na mnoho iných ďalších príkazov.
They don't give salvation, they give condemnation. That's the point.
Oni nedávajú záchranu, oni dávajú odsúdenie. To je tá gro toho, tá myšlienka.
That's why we are saved by grace.
Preto my sme zachránení milosťou.
Because no one can be saved by the works of the law.
Pretože nikto nemôže byť zachránený skutkami zákona.
In the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 17.
Evanjeliu podľa Jána,
John, chapter 1,
kapitola 1, verš 17.
17. It says.
Je napísané.
Moses gave us the law.
Mojžiš nám dal zákon.
But Jesus gave us grace and truth.
Ale Ježiš nám dal milosť a pravdu.
So basically every believer has this choice to do.
Takže v podstate každý veriaci má túto voľbu pred sebou.
To trust or not to trust the goodness of God.
Dôverovať alebo nedôverovať Božej dobrote.
To trust or not to trust the grace of God.
Dôverovať alebo nedôverovať Božej milosti.
Those who don't want to trust,
tí, ktorí sa rozhodnú nedôverovať,
these are those who don't see the whole picture.
Sú tí, ktorí nevidia celý obraz.
They have a very detailed navigator, but not the big picture.
Majú veľmi približenú tú navigáciu na veľmi detailnú
vzdialenú. Because in the verse 4 of the chapter 2, we are back to Ephesians, it says...
Pretože keď sa vrátime do toho listu Efezanom...
Verse 5, it says... We were dead in our transgressions.
Je v 5. verši napísané... Hoci sme boli pre hriechy mŕtvi.
When we are out of grace...
Keď sme mimo milosť...
We are dead to God. That's the point.
Sme pre Boha ako keby mŕtvi.
Dead is not the end of an existence.
Smrť nie je koncom existencie.
It is the end of a relationship. That's the point.
Ale je koncom vzťahu.
That is one of the trick, you know, that we don't understand much.
A toto je jeden z tých trikov, ktoré si často neuvedomujeme.
Someone say, I am alive.
Niekto povie, ja som živý.
I am healthy.
Mám zdravie, som zdravý.
I feel well, I am alive.
Cítim sa dobre, som živý.
Yeah, but how is your relationship with God?
Ale aký je tvoj vzťah s Bohom?
That is the point.
To je ten kľúčový bod.
If you don't have a correct relationship with God,
ak si nedospel k správnemu vzťahu s Bohom,
you are just a dead person.
Si mŕtvý.
This is a concept that we developed in Italy a few years ago.
A toto you je koncept, ktorý sa vyvinul v Taliansku.
When we started the mob, the mafia, you know.
Keď u nás začala mafia.
Mafia works in this way, you know.
Mafia funguje takto.
There are alliances between families, you know.
Sú zmluvy, akéby vzťahy partnerské medzi rodmi.
So we are in unity because we are friends, you know.
Sme v jednote, lebo my sme priatelia.
But one day,
ale jeden deň,
this game changes.
Sa táto hra zmení.
Some changes alliances.
Niekto zmení partnerstvo.
So at the end someone is excluded.
Takže na konci vlastne niekto už vyčnieva.
This person is called a dead man walking.
A tohto muža alebo túto osobu nazývajú chodiaca mŕtvola.
Why?
Prečo?
He will have no business with anyone else.
Už nebude mať biznis s tými ostatnými.
His business will collapse.
Jeho biznis padne.
And ultimately will be killed also.
A nakoniec bude zabitý.
Sometimes is killed in a way that no one sees, no one finds his body, it disappears, period.
Niekedy je zabitý tak, že ho nikto ani nenájde. Zmizie.
So it is the same with God, you know, even though God is not a mob gangster, you know, but...
Ale ten princíp sa dá priniesť na to, o čom hovoríme.
When we have the wrong relationship with God,
ak máme zlý vzťah s Bohom,
then we are dead persons walking.
Takže sme ako keby chodiace mŕtvoly.
Even if we do good things,
aj keby sme robili dobré veci,
these things counts for nothing.
Tie veci za nič nestoja, za nič sa
nepočítajú. God doesn't need our goodness.
Boh nepotrebuje našu dobrotu.
As a matter of fact, he has come to save the sinners, not the good people.
A on vlastne prišiel zachrániť hriešníkov, nie nejakých dobrých ľudí.
And as Jesus says,
Ježiš hovorí,
prostitutes, a tax collector will advance you in the kingdom of God.
Prostitútky a mýtnici vás predídu do Božieho kráľovstva.
He was speaking to the chief priests.
A hovoril to veľkňazom.
Of his time.
Tej dobe.
God has come to save the sinners.
Takže Boh prišiel pre hriešnikov.
And for sure, everybody is a sinner.
A úplne jasne, každý je hriešnik.
But there are those who don't want to acknowledge how deep sinners we are.
Ale sú takí, ktorí nechcú priznať, ako sú hriešni.
These are those who want to save themselves by themselves.
To sú takí, ktorí sa chcú zachrániť sami sebou.
But this is not the case.
Ale takto to nemá byť.
In God's plan,
v Božom pláne,
grace works always and only through faith.
Milosť vždy funguje, ale iba skrze vieru.
An example.
Príklad.
Downstairs there is a big hall.
Dole je veľká hala.
With a beautiful oven.
S pekným krbom.
Very sophisticated.
Veľmi prepracovaným.
And we do beautiful barbecues, you know.
A tam máme dobré grilovačky.
So when the barbecues, day barbecues comes, everybody arrives, you know.
Takže keď je deň grilovačky, všetci prídu.
They find a beautiful fire.
Vidia pekný krb, oheň.
A beautiful pig.
A pekné prasiatko, ktoré sa tam pečie.
There is vegetables, there is
šaláty, zelenina.
A lot of things.
Všetko nachystané.
And there are the dishes,
A sú tam riady.
Now, when the meat is cooked.
A keď je meso upečené.
Do you need to cook it again?
Potrebujeme ho znova piec?
Je, alebo nie?
Áno, alebo nie.
Áno, alebo nie. Nie.
Nie.
What do you need?
Čo potrebujeme? Eat it.
But to eat, what do you do?
Ale aby sme ho zjedli, čo
there,
musíme spraviť?
You go there, start to eat?
Prídeš k nemu, zoberieš a začneš jesť.
Who said?
Dáš ho na tanier.
A big clap.
Potles.
A big clap to Miška. You need a plate.
Miška. Potrebuješ tanier.
You need a plate. You don't go there to Braňo, give it this to me.
Nejdeš za Braňo, nepovieš, daj mi
you
to
know,
a začneš to jesť.
Like Attila, you know. Like the barbarians. No, you
nie
go
ako
there
barbari, ale prídeš
with your
s tanierom.
Dish, with your dish.
S tvojim tanierom.
And on dish you will receive as much as you wish.
A na tanier dostaneš koľko potrebuješ.
It is also a beautiful rhythm, eh? In the dish you will receive as much as you wish.
A je to pekný rím. A neviem, či sa dá do slovenčiny tak preložiť.
Okay.
Na tanier dostaneš
toľko,
koľko zješ.
It doesn't work in Slovak, but it's not even in Italian, but in English it works. In the dish we put as much as we wish.
Na tanier si dáme toľko, koľko chceme.
Because this is the point.
A toto je myšlienka jadro.
Grace comes from God, so it has no limits.
Božia milosť je od Boha a preto nemá žiaden limit.
God's grace has no limits.
Božia milosť nemá žiadne limity.
My dish has limit.
Ale môj tanier má limit.
Always the oven will cook more meat than you ever can eat. Always in the barbecue. It's like that.
Tá pec vždy upečie viac, než si schopný zjesť.
The only limit is your dish.
Jediným obmedzením je tvoj tanier.
And this is the point that I want to talk about.
A toto je bod, o ktorom chcem hovoriť.
Because on the verse 10,
pretože vo verši 10,
chapter 2 of Ephesians, it says,
stále v tomto Efezanom 2. kapitole,
for we are his handiwork.
Veď sme jeho dielo,
created in Christ Jesus,
stvorený v Kristovi Ježišovi,
for the good works that God has prepared in advance.
Pre dobré skutky, ktoré pripravil Boh,
that we should live in them.
Aby sme ich konali.
So, this is the point.
Takže, toto je ten bod.
God has a big plan over us.
Boh má veľký plán s nami.
To forgive our sins,
aby nám odpustil hriechy,
is just the beginning.
A to, že nám ich odpustil, je len začiatok.
Is just the beginning. Is
je to iba začiatok.
He wants to move forward.
Ale chce ísť ďalej.
He wants to make us new wine skin for the new wine.
Chce, aby sme boli novými mechmi pre nové víno.
To make us new creatures.
Chce z nás stvoriť nové stvorenstvo.
With new mindset, new desires, new attitudes.
S novými myšlienkami, s novými postojmi.
And he has prepared a lot of good things to do.
A prichystal veľa dobrých vecí, aby
these
sme ich
uskutočili. Things are already prepared for us.
A tieto veci sú pre nás prichystané.
For instance.
Napríklad.
When I enter in the community.
Keď prídem do community.
Don't make me mention it. He had prepared decades of daily personal prayer. I didn't know that, but he had prepared already.
Valerio bol v komunite Jana Krstiteľa a keď tam vstúpil, tak tam bolo veľa, yeah, veľa
decades.
Veľa osobnej modlitby, áno.
So for many years I did every day and still doing today my personal prayer.
A musel som sa veľa, veľa modliť.
But
osobnú
modlitbu. This is the work of the grace in me.
A toto je pôsobenie Božej milosti
because
vo mne.
Because before that I never had my personal prayer even though I was going to church every Sunday.
Pretože predtým ja som nemal osobnú modlitbu, aj keď som chodil každú nedeľu do kostola.
And then the Lord prepared me to run courses, to preach.
A potom ma Boh uschopnil, aby som mohol vyučovať, robiť kurzy
even
formačné.
I was very introverted, very shy.
Aj keď som bol veľký introvert a hanbil som sa.
I didn't care for the others.
A nezaujímali ma ostatní.
But he had prepared many things.
Ale on pripravil veľa týchto vecí pre mňa.
I don't know what he has prepared for tomorrow, but up tonight, to tonight, I know what he has prepared for me. And I am sure that there are many things that I didn't do, even though he prepared it for them for me.
A neviem, čo prichystal zajtra, ale až doteraz prichystal samé dobré veci.
So, the message of today is this.
Takže dnešné posolstvo je toto.
We all have this dish of faith.
Všetci máme tento tanier viery.
We should not be afraid of put meat in it.
A nemali by sme sa báť dať si na ten tanier meso.
And vegetables.
A zeleninu.
And the crane or whatever. Mustard. Just meat.
A čo chceme?
Okay, put also the glass of beer.
A
big glass of beer. Okay. Why? Because the Lord has big plans for us.
Prečo? Pretože Pán má skvelé plány pre nás.
When we come to our worship, night of worship, we need to be aware the Lord has already prepared it ahead of time.
Keď chceme prísť na tento večer chvál takto napríklad a modlitieb, tak si musíme byť vedomi toho, že Pán to už dopredu prichystal, že je to tu.
When we organize a Philip retreat, this Philip retreat has been prepared ahead of time for us by God.
A keď pôjdeme napríklad na kurz Philip, tak si musíme byť vedomi, že Pán ten kurz prichystal pre nás.
If we have a talent, music,
ak máme
singing,
nejaký dar,
organizing,
talent,
planning things,
organizovaní, spievaní,
other,
čokoľvek.
The Lord has prepared much more for us to do.
Pán prichystal oveľa viac, aby sme my mohli
because
spraviť.
Because more are our talents.
Pretože viac rozvíja naše talenty.
And we need to be aware of this.
A musíme si toho byť vedomí.
Because these are the works that work for our salvation.
Pretože toto sú skutky, ktoré fungujú pre naše spasenie.
The work of law will never work for your salvation. It work for your condemnation. Period.
Skutky zo zákona nikdy nebudú fungovať pre tvoje spasenie, ale pre tvoje odsúdenie.
No one will ever be saved by the work of the Lord, of the law.
Nikto nebude zachránený zo skutkov zákona.
But we are saved by grace through faith.
Ale my sme zachránení milosťou skrze vieru.
And the faith is up to us.
A viera je na nás.
Grace comes from God.
Milosť je od Boha.
Faith is our own.
Viera je naša vlastná.
In every barbecue the dishes, the plates are already there.
Na každom barbecue sú taniere už nachystané.
You are meant to grab.
A to, čo máš ty spraviť, je vziať si tanier.
And to receive the meat.
A prijať to meso.
It's up to you.
Je to pre teba.
It's up to me.
Je to pre mňa.
We can put on these dishes anything that has been provided from the Lord.
A môžeme si tam dať všetko, čo je od Pána prichystané pre nás.
And this is what has value in God's sight.
A toto má hodnotu v Božích očiach.
Because whatever we do by faith.
Pretože čokoľvek robíme, robíme vierou.
We don't do by pride.
Nerobíme to pýchou.
By revenge.
Pomstou.
By strife.
Nejakou snahou.
By quarreling.
Hádkami.
Or by envy.
Alebo závisťou.
We are doing by faith.
Ale robíme to vierou.
We are not working by fear.
Nerobíme to zo strachu.
We work because we are disciple of Jesus.
Funguje to, pretože sme Ježišovi učeníci.
Because he has prepared for us a job to do.
Pretože si prichystal pre nás prácu, ktorú môžeme
and
spraviť.
And this is where our life takes value in God's sight.
A toto je kde where
it takes value importance
faith.
No, our life when we work in this way, our life becomes important before God.
A keď konáme takto, tak naša práca má hodnotu v Božích očiach.
Even though we might be
aj keby sme
how do you say involved in something humble,
robili niečo pokorujúce.
But we are doing because the Lord has already prepared this for us to do.
Ale robíme to, pretože Pán to prichystal, aby sme to
and
robili.
And Paul invites his, I would say, co-believers.
A Pavol prizýva svojich spoluveriacich bratov.
Let us not be lazy in doing the will of God.
A vyzýva nás, nebuďme leniví konať skutky Božie.
Sunday we were talking with Mati in the car. How beautiful is to see in Czech how they are well organized. Everything's well organized, you know.
A sme sa s Matiom v nedeľu bavili v aute, že aké nádherné vidieť, ako sú na Morave tak super zorganizovaní.
Music,
hudba,
music, preaching,
kázanie,
testimony,
svedectvo,
children ministry,
detská služba,
coffee ministry,
kávová služba,
kaviáren, champagne ministry,
kaviára, šampanské
ministry. Everything's well prepared.
Všetko bolo veľmi dobre
prichystané. Everybody is working with a smile in their life, in their face.
A každý s úsmevom slúži.
I'm very edified. We talked 2 days ago coming back from Czech. We were talking.
Dva dni dozadu sme sa o tomto bavili, ako sme sa vracali.
So these are an example for everybody, also for us here in Czech, in Slovakia, sorry.
A toto je príkladom pre každého z nás.
These are the works that the Lord needs to make us convinced that our life are important to him.
A toto sú skutky, ktoré by nás mali presvedčiť z toho, že naše životy sú dôležité pre neho.
This kind of work doesn't give us salvation. They give us a life of a saved person.
A tieto skutky, takéto skutky nám nedávajú záchranu, spásu, ale dávajú nám život zachránenej, spasenej osoby.
Amen.
Je to tak?
So, amen. We are saved by grace through faith.
Takže sme zachránení milosťou skrze vieru.
And this faith is the only one measure in which we can receive the limitless grace of God.
A toto je jediný spôsob, ako môžeme prijať tú bezhraničnú milosť Božiu.
God knows all our gifts.
Boh pozná všetky naše dary.
All our talents.
Všetky naše talenty.
And when we accept his plan for our life,
a keď príjmeme tento plán pre náš život,
it will push beyond all kind of boundaries and limits we might find within ourselves.
A posunie to všetky limity a bariéry, ktoré máme v nás.
And we will become a very fruitful tree.
A staneme sa veľmi, veľmi plodným stromom.
A very fruitful community.
Staneme sa veľmi plodnou komunitou.
A very fruitful school of evangelization.
Staneme sa veľmi plodnou školou evangelizácie.
Amen.
Amen.
So let us keep firm in our hand our dish of faith.
Takže pevne držme ten tanier viery v našich rukách.
And let's put anything that we can find, let it put it in.
A všetko tam dajte, naložte.
Amen.